You're listening to SBS News.
A new report has found among every 85 Australians, one of them sought help from homeless services in the last year. The Australian Institute of Health and Welfare has released a report emphasising the rising number of homeless Australians. The data reveals almost 300,000 people asked for assistance from specialist homeless services agencies in 2017-18. That's almost 35,000 more people asking for shelter in the last year when compared with 4 years ago. Of all the people who sought homeless services, 61% were female, and close to 3 in 10 were aged under 18. Homelessness Australia Chair Jenny Smith says the report reveals a deeply gendered problem, which does not surprise her.
Housing costs money. If people have a low income, are dislocated, they actually can't compete in a hot rental market for that property. And so we've got, you know, women and children sleeping in the back of cars, couch surfing with friends, kids not able to get to school, and mum just not able to get to that training or employment that is so important to them getting on a steady keel and kids being able to be productive in our society.
Australian Institute of Health and Welfare Deputy CEO Matthew James says family violence and mental health issues were the major drivers of people seeking special services.
There's a range of reasons, but one of the key reasons is the biggest single main reason for people using homeless services is family and domestic violence, and the vast bulk of people using homeless services for that reason are female. There is a big difference, though, between the reasons for those who actually present at homeless services as being homeless versus those who present at risk.
Mr. James also says about 90% of those who present as at risk remain at risk for a long time. The report gives an in-depth analysis of couch surfers in Australia. Couch surfers are people who don't have stable housing but don't have to sleep on the streets because they often seek help from friends, relatives and strangers. Matthew James says couch surfers are the most hidden of people experiencing homelessness. He says the age profile of couch surfers is much younger than for other types of clients.
2016-17, 35% of couch surfers were aged 15 to 24, which is a considerably higher share than the population in general using homeless services in that same year, which was 21%. If I look at just as a proportion of all people who present at homeless agencies who are homeless, couch surfers comprise about 37% of that group. The biggest single group of people presenting at homeless agencies who are actually homeless.
Jenny Smith with Homelessness Australia says there is no end in sight to this problem as such arrangements are not sustainable.
It can be a very vulnerable situation for a young person to be couch surfing, perhaps initially safely with friends, but in not too much time, increasingly in risky situations, and we see young people and women put in a situation where they're making a choice between sleeping rough or tacitly exchanging sexual favours for that accommodation.
The Australian Institute of Health and Welfare followed 16,300 adult and teenage couch surfers who sought help from specialist homeless services over a period of 4 years from 2011. It found for most couch surfers supported by homelessness agencies, accessing the support service was not a once-off occurrence. In 2 or 3 years of the 4-year study period, 44% used services, with a further 12% accessing services in all 4 years. Around the country, the Northern Territory recorded the highest number of people seeking housing support, while New South Wales has seen annual growth of 7% in demand for housing services during the past 4 years. NT Shelter Executive Officer Peter McMillan says the Northern Territory has 12 times the rate of homelessness when compared to the rest of Australia. But the funding provided by the government is not adequate.
We only receive funding based on a basis of a population which is 1.3% of the national total funding, which is completely out of whack with the level of funding that's needed to meet the demand for services. And sadly, we're seeing around 50% of all requests for specialist homelessness services not being met due to inadequate resources for specialist homelessness service providers, and we need to get that addressed.
Mr. McMillan says the demand for homeless services from Aboriginal people in Northern Territory is disproportionately high. He says Aboriginal people face particular challenges in communities with inadequate housing and a lack of quality housing, which often forces people to live in severely crowded dwellings. Mr. McMillan would like to see the Australian and Northern Territory governments recognise the particularly dire situation in the Territory by reforming its funding policies.
Because the Northern Territory has such a low population base, we only receive $18.8 million per year from the federal government out of a total of $1.4 billion, and that's despite the Northern Territory having 12 times the rate, the national rate of homelessness. So that needs to be examined to ensure that funding is distributed to the states and territories based on need and not based on population size.
George O'Shea, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.